You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The mountain caribou is approaching extinction, according to a report recently released by the Valhalla Wilderness Watch. But in British Columbia, the provincial government is pursuing contradictory and mutually exclusive goals, carrying on a recovery program for the caribou and at the same time destroying caribou habitat through deregulation of the logging industry. Last week, Valhalla Wilderness Watch released its report, How the BC Government is Killing the Mountain Caribou. Colleen McCrory is a director of Valhalla Wilderness Watch, and she joins me now by phone from her home in Silverton. Good morning, Colleen, and welcome to our program.
Good morning.
What has been the rate of decline of the mountain caribou population in recent years?
Well, we know that, you know, not too many years ago we had 2,900, then it went to 2,500, and now we're, the mountain caribou are now at 1,900, and that is 1,900 mountain caribou left in the world. The mountain caribou is a subspecies or subpopulation of the woodland caribou, and they're found only in the mountainous regions of this part of British Columbia. What we would call the Columbia Mountains, and the area that we're calling the Inland Rainforest or the Inland Rainforest Region. It's the humid forest between the Okanagan and the Rocky Mountains. And in this forest where we have cedar hemlock and old trees and old growth forests and at a higher elevation, Engelmann spruce, the mountain caribou migrate up and down the mountain feeding on the lichens from the old-growth forest. They're totally dependent on old-growth forests.
As I said earlier in the introduction, your report documents how the government is responsible for destroying this habitat that you're just describing. Could you explain this in a little more detail, what's happening there with the habitat?
Well, over the last 35 years, there's hundreds of reports on mountain caribou, and they've been seriously studied. As I'd say, would say they've been studied to death, almost. And the mountain caribou has, this area has been part of many land use decisions over the years, and the land use decisions have never adequately protected old growth forests. You know, we have new parks, but a lot of our parks are rocks and ice, so that most of the forests, remaining forests, have been given over to the large logging companies. Today, even though we've been in a recovery planning for mountain caribou, you know, it's required under the Endangered Species Act. The BC government continues to allow old growth forests to be logged, and we have very little left in which the mountain caribou get their food. Also, under the new, you know, the Liberals have put in a new Forest Act, and the Forest Act is not worth anything. Under the new plans of the BC government, a logging company doesn't even have to show you where they're logging, how much they're logging. You don't get any plans, so no road development plans. So the companies are left on their own to do whatever they want, log whatever they want, and a lot of their logging is in mountain caribou habitat. We know in the next 5 years, thousands of hectares are going to be clear-cut in mountain caribou habitat. Unfortunately, we can't document where exactly that is until the logging trucks arrive or until we go out and discover a huge swath of forest has disappeared. And this is over a range of about 14 million hectares. So with no regulations, basically, for logging companies, we don't know how the BC government is going to be at least anyway responsible for protecting their habitat. It's impossible given the new, the fact that we don't have laws that protect mountain caribou.
At the same time, at least in words, the provincial government says there's they recognize the endangered situation for the mountain caribou. When did they acknowledge this? What's sort of the history of their at least verbal recognition of this dilemma?
It would be there is a recovery team working on the mountain caribou issue. This is a team of scientists. There have been public roundtables, although we took part for a while, and quit the process because they were clear-cutting all the habitat that we were to be studying and discussing. There's no moratorium right now on mountain caribou habitat. The government will say there's a million hectares in moratorium, but when you ask them, they can't identify any of it, and it's all volunteer companies, supposedly. The government has been studying these for 4 years under a recovery plan. They say they want to see a full recovery of mountain caribou, which means they will be increasing the populations of mountain caribou in 7 years. Well, we're already 4 years into this plan. The final recovery plan is to be released in a year from now, in June of 2007. However, the only way we can say that if they're not going to protect habitat, we believe that all the rumblings coming out of government is that they're going to say they're recovering mountain caribou to look good for the Olympics that are coming to the province. But the only way they're going to be able to do that, and they're already making grumblings of having wolf kills and cougar kills, they're going to kill the predators who are getting the blame and the brunt of the demise of the mountain caribou, and they're doing absolutely nothing about protecting the old growth forests that are absolutely necessary for their survival.
I understand that that argument in terms of any real protection, the habitat is indispensable, preserving the habitat. But is the slaughtering of predators like wolves and cougars a temporary solution that would allow some revival of numbers, even if it's only for a very short time?
Well, we cannot support that because we know the government's plans are basically not to do anything about habitat, or to what protection of habitat we get will be in areas that probably are not the best for mountain caribou, because they don't want to take anything away from the logging companies. It may be a temporary solution, but we're totally opposed to the wolf kill that is, we believe, is planned in cougar kill. What we're going to have is, we know that wolves disperse if they're, we already know that they're killing wolves in areas in the caribou region and in the Revelstoke region, and the government is encouraging people to go out and kill wolves. They've got signs up in Revelstoke by the Rod and Gun Club telling people to make sure they kill their two wolves when they're out hunting. And it's absolutely what we're going to need if we kill the predators. It's never worked anywhere else in the world when they killed up all the predators off that a species is saved. And what we will need ultimately if they kill all the wolves is we'll need recovery plans to save them as well. So we look at the most important factor the BC government should be doing is protecting the habitat, and it's going to take a large public outcry to make that happen, because the government is putting all their effort, all of their money, all of their planning, you know, billions of dollars into the Olympics that are coming, and absolutely nothing to protect the species that are at risk in this province, like the mountain caribou.
Does the federal government have any responsibility in this matter?
Well, the federal, under the Species at Risk Act, federally, the federal government is responsible to make ensure that our country's animals are in a healthy state. But that legislation is very weak, but they are required under that law to recover the species, and that's why the BC government has initiated the recovery plans for the mountain caribou. However, saying that, at this time, we know that the BC government is not doing anything to protect the caribou, and the federal government isn't doing anything to hold the province accountable. They're not doing anything to hold the province accountable for the marbled murrelet or for the spotted owl and many other species that are on the list. And this is basically all about, all the species we're talking about are all part of the ecosystem of old growth forests in this province. They're all forest-dependent species. So the federal government is basically ignoring the entire situation at this point, and they do have an obligation to protect species.
You're doing your best to protect the mountain caribou. Would it be fair to describe you as cautiously optimistic or desperately pessimistic?
Well, that's a very interesting. I always believe as long as everyone's working on something, we have a chance to save these species. We know that even though their habitat is totally fragmented and very damaged, that these animals, whatever old growth we can protect, they will give them the best chance of survival. So that many generations down the road that we can say that we've saved this species. We have to give them the best opportunity, and that is by all of us working together to make that happen and forcing the government into doing something about it. I guess I am optimistic because I'm working on it. If we weren't working on it, there would be no hope. And I believe that just as we knew the panda bears were in crisis around the world and many other species in Africa, we need to call on the world and the nation to save the mountain caribou.
Speaking at the United Nations this week, the president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, used a phrase I thought was quite unique, surprising, and encouraging. He said, "I'm a helpless optimist."
That's a pretty good way of describing it. The good part of it is that we know that there's 1,900 mountain caribou, the only ones left on Earth, still out living in the forests in this part of British Columbia. And we have to be optimistic about that.
Well, thanks for speaking with us this morning. And people who've been listening can begin to lobby the government on this issue.
Yeah, the mountain caribou desperately need our help. Everybody needs to help. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and good luck with the campaign. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Colleen McCrory of the Valhalla Wilderness Watch, and you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7.